or baseball life.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, now featuring CBD-infused seltzer to get happy, legal for 18 and up. This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. For 75 years, NMIC has been doing the right thing for its customers, employees, and the community. Now, here's Miller and Condon.
Welcome back, Miller and Condon. Trent Condon and Ken Miller with you. Take you up until noon. Trent's plays of the day. Circus Sports sponsors that. That's coming up at about 10 minutes before noon. John Shipley, we will head north to the Twin Cities. Missed him yesterday. Hopefully we'll get him today to opine on the Vikings and the Twins, etc., etc. John Bowenkamp covers the Hawkeyes. He's a huge Dodgers fan, so we want to pick his brain on both fronts. Hello, John Bowenkamp. How are you?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing pretty well. Let's start with the Dodgers before we get into Iowa. As I saw, there was an availability yesterday. Want to pick your brain on that. John, the Dodgers, they got, this is as talented a roster as you're going to find in baseball. I get that.
Right.
They're seemingly that the Freddie Freeman, Clayton Kershaw stuff, I'm glad they hashed it out man to man. It does. It seemed like, you know, Freddie Freeman, yeah, you're with us now. You're no longer Brave Freddie over here. Could that be a problem going forward? I mean, I understand he was back in Atlanta, was emotional and everything, but that was just different this past weekend.
Yeah, that was really weird. I mean, because the Dodgers in last season with the guys that came back to get their World Series ring from, you know, the greatest World Series champion of all time. But when those guys came back, it was the ring ceremony, and then that's it, you know, and let's play baseball, you know. With this weekend, it was a weekend-long thing, it felt like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think if you're on that team, and in fact, a friend of mine who's a Dodger fan, he's like, he sent me a text on, I think it was Sunday, and he's like, why doesn't he just go back, you know?
Right.
It kind of rubbed that way with certain people, I think, and it probably did within the clubhouse. And, you know, and I know that there may have been some shenanigans with his contract and the negotiations and all that. I don't know how that's all going to play out. But the point of the matter is he's there now. He's on contract with them. He's there for 6 years. And the one good thing about him is at least they don't have to go back to Atlanta until maybe the postseason. They're done playing the Braves this year. Let's move on. But at the same time, the whole weekend just felt really weird.
So I came in and I was, we're going to talk a little Dodgers with you. And I was going to say, you know, sure. When's Tony Gonsolin going to wake up? I mean, this is incredible. And then I went a little deeper. His career ERA is 2.45. I mean,
right.
He's been great this year, but I knew he was good. I didn't realize he's been this good. Now 200 innings plus in his career, and those numbers are incredible. Oh. Look, he's going to regress. You have to figure a little bit at the very least with a 9-0 record and a 1.58 ERA. But Tony Gonsolin, I mean, long-term, what is this guy? What is he part of the rotation going forward? And, of course, what he's doing this year.
Well, I mean, they've really, you know, and they've always been an organization that brings its pitchers along slowly.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, you think about it, he got a lot of experience in the 2020 postseason, and he wasn't very good. His command wasn't quite there. The command that wasn't there in 2020 is there now. And so you can really see how much he's progressed as a player. And I think a lot of that is just the way they bring young arms along slowly. And that organization, there are times I think, okay, you know, let's get this guy going. Let's do this. Let's do that. And then I realize they seem to have always good luck with this. It seems like they know what they're doing. So I think you're now seeing that come out with them.
He's been unbelievable.
Yeah.
If the Dodgers are the best team, and they aren't record-wise, but I mean they're only a game behind the
right.
Mets. Who's the team that you think will give the Dodgers the biggest run for their money? Is it the Braves? Might it be them? Is it the Mets? Maybe somebody from the West, the Padres, once they get all their guys mm-hmm. back. Who's the team to beat other than the Dodgers in the National League?
I think it's the Braves. I mean, when you look at their pitching, when you look at the way they hit the ball, and you look at the way they play defense, I think that's probably right now the number two in my mind. Just because, and I've said this before, I know what the Padres did last year in August when things started going against them, and yeah. I know how that fell apart.
Yep.
I know how the Mets are with injuries, and you know, and they've had some guys hurt. They've got some guys back. Well, okay, well, you know, are they going to get hurt again? You know, they have to prove something to me, I think, long term, both those teams, that we haven't seen out of them in recent years. So in my mind, it's the Braves.
We got plenty of football talk coming up, but you're sitting right now in a parking lot in Macomb, Illinois, getting ready to talk to the Western Illinois staff as you are writing 10 previews, you told me, for the Blue Ribbon Annual College Basketball Bible. We talk about Phil Steele on the football seat. You're getting ready for hoop season, John Bowenkamp. And
oh, yeah.
10 schools. So, Iowa, what, the four in-state schools, Western Illinois, who else?
Valpo, Evansville, Indiana State, Loyola. And I'm trying to think who the fifth is.
Jeez.
I've got to go through the list. Well, we mentioned all the four in-state schools. So there's another one in there, and I can't remember now who it is. I'll have to look at the list. But it's a valley. I'm pretty sure it's a valley. Oh, Bradley. So it's 10. I mean, it's all valley schools and the four in-state schools. And
wow.
So I love doing it because it really gets me to talk to coaches and kind of get a feel of, you know, I just left Western Hall. They were getting ready for an hour-long practice, and they're out there, you know, and you hear the bouncing ball, and it's June, but I'm ready to talk college basketball. Mm-hmm.
I am, too. I just, it grows on me more and more every single year.
Yep.
That's really good. Blue Ribbon, is it still as popular as it was? I mean, if you covered college basketball, you couldn't do it without the Blue Ribbon for years, right?
No,
I mean,
no.
It was the Bible, clearly. Is it still, John? I think it is, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I love it. I love writing for it. I love, you know, I mean, you're talking about minimum word count of 1,500 words for even schools, you know, in the Summit League and in, you know, in some of those schools. So, I mean, and they're very, I mean, everything's in depth. I mean, I've been writing for them for years. Those stories get in depth. You know, the top 25 previews are 4,000 words long.
Jeez.
And, you know, for as much as the college football people love the Phil Steele magazine, in my mind, Blue Ribbon for college basketball is by far the best. And yeah, I write for it, and I should say that, but it is real because I always got it even before I started writing for it.
John, quick hit on the in-state teams. This is how I see it. Disagree, agree where you will. You and I's got a long ways to go. They got a big rebuild in front of Ben Jacobs and Drake. Favorites in the MVC. Iowa, right side of the bubble. Iowa State, wrong side of the bubble as I look at the rosters. Is that a fair characterization? Where would you disagree?
I think that's a pretty good description. My thing about Iowa State is, you know, and I think back last year when I talked to TJ and he's like, I don't know what we have with him.
Right.
And you know, yeah, and I mean, and this was,
and that's,
you know,
fair,
early July and all that, and it was incredibly fair, and we talked about the low expectations of that team, and that was a team that went to the Sweet 16. So you know, when you're doing what they're doing, when you're trying to build a program, and you the roster gets reconstructed, there's times you just don't know what you're going to get until you see it on the court.
Exactly how I see it.
It's a good description of Iowa State, but I don't know, that team might be really, really good when it gets to February, you know, so who knows. But no, I think that's a pretty good description. I really like Drake. I really think that's with the returning players they've got and the foundation that's built within that program, I really like where they're at right now.
Yeah, going to be fun to watch Drake, and I'm with you, John. The jury's out, right? You don't know what you've got. I'm with Trent. I think I was on the right side of the bubble. TBD on the Clones, at least pour moi for me. Well, let's get to Iowa football wise. I saw your picture, your couple of spots down, but good positioning on your part to make sure that you got the photo op along with the side to Jack Campbell.
He's the Phil Hattie of the 2020s.
He really is. He knows exactly where to go. You know, I
have learned to get in everybody's business.
I was tight end. You, I get it. Offensive line factory, right? They send a lot of guys to the pros. The linebacker position at the University of Iowa flies under the radar, in my opinion. Maybe they don't become, you know, have the success that some of those other positions. But boy, oh boy, there's been some linebackers that have come through this program, including one now in Campbell. I would hate the exercise to rank them in this century, linebackers at the University of Iowa, because there's been so many, John.
Right. Yeah, and I mean, it's such a key position on that defense, on a Phil Parker defense. And he's always gotten very good players with really good football IQs, and I know that's a cliche, but you look at Jack Campbell and you look at all the other ones they've had, these are guys that just really run that defense and really know what they're doing. And you don't really appreciate it sometimes, but when I was doing the story on Jack Campbell last week, and I started looking through the numbers, and I forgot just really how good he was last year.
Yeah.
And then you looked at those numbers, and you're like, that is incredible production out of that spot. But it's the intangibles that he brings to that position and to that defense that just makes him so valuable for them.
And going to be healthy, at least you hope, going into the season, something that he certainly battled a year ago. On the football front, there was an announcement earlier in the week of the new non-conference schedule, some new games in there, not a whole lot of excitement. Is that where we are? This is just what it's going to be. It's going to be Iowa State and two relative cupcakes for the foreseeable future, unless the Big Ten goes back to 8 conference games.
Yeah, that's the only way I think it changes. Or if somebody comes up with a lot of money and says, hey, do you want to play so-and-so here, mm-hmm. you know, at Soldier Field or wherever. You know, and I just don't see those games happening. And but yeah, I think if the Big Ten would ever go back to 8, which I just don't see that happening.
I don't either.
Just because of the inventory that they offer for their television packages, and I think we'll learn more about that once we see what the new TV packages look like. But for now, it's always going to be that way. It's always going to be that same group, and you know, a MAC school. An FCS school in Iowa State. And I just think that's just the way it's always going to be.
Yeah, maybe the Hawks will find somebody they can christen the new Bears Stadium out at Arlington Park when that bad boy.
Iowa Notre Dame.
That would work.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's where you might see something like that, because it does draw a lot of Iowa fans. Those games that they have played at Soldier Field in the past draw a lot of Iowa fans from the Chicago area. And, I mean, it's not that far of a drive for Iowa people, and it's a chance for them. So if something like that would happen, sure, I think those games come up, and you give somebody a check and say, hey, come back in a few years, you know, that was on the schedule. But right now, I just think that's the way it's always going
to
be.
Iowa tried to do something like that at Soldier Field with Notre Dame. They asked for a reprieve, though, in the schedule that year from Iowa State. Iowa State didn't allow that. And they're locked in through 2025. Good. Now, 2025 comes. Are we going to see an extension of the series? Could we see?
I thought we did, didn't we?
A 2-year hiatus. John Bowenkamp, what do you expect? Is this thing just locked in forever? Or is there a possibility, not forever, but there could be a 2-year gap between Iowa and Iowa State playing?
You know, my feeling about that is if it goes away, it may not come back.
Yeesh. Oh, boy.
And so. That's why I kind of worry a little bit about it. Well, there's a 2-year hiatus, mm-hmm. and it may not come mm-hmm. back. I just think you play it.
Absolutely.
I know the Iowa fans don't really like it, but I think you play it. I mean, because Iowa State is a really good football program right now. You can see that foundation has been built, and I don't see that going away. And yeah, I know that week gets uncomfortable for people, you know, if they're digging it, but I like it. I like the game. I like, you know, it works. It works well, and it's always a good program, and it's a good win for Iowa when they get it. And I guess I don't get the animosity that some people have for it. I think it's a good game.
I always knew you were a bright individual, John Bowenkamp. There's another perfect example of it. John,
that's why I get the big money.
Right? Well, look, it's my favorite week of the 52 of the season, right, that we do this. It's it's not even close. Who, other than Wisconsin, who's the team that who's your dark horse in the Big Ten West? I mean, who does if it's not going to be Wisconsin or Iowa, who are you looking out for?
Oh, you know, I don't know. I mean, I just think, I mean, there's a lot of teams that have good pieces and that they have a lot of flaws. And so in my mind, it's who kind of establishes themselves by October. I just see it being Wisconsin and Iowa. I don't know. You know, Northwestern can be pesky and Purdue can be pesky and some of those teams. But, you know, do they have enough to sustain a long full season drive? I don't know. You know, so that's why I just think it probably will come down to that Wisconsin-Iowa game, you know, every year. And unless somebody somehow or another sneaks in there, but I just see it, that's just the way it's going to be, I think.
One final thing for me, I'll let Ken finish up with you. Spencer Petras. He was at the Manning Passing Academy, saw an article talking a little bit about his experience there. He turned some heads. He did it not against a pass rush, not with guys in his face. He did it with shorts on and a helmet, and boy, he looks good when he's throwing it that way. Are you of the belief, though, that there is not even just a slight improvement, a big step forward here as Spencer Petras more than likely gets another crack at the starting gig?
I would be a little cautious about it just because I know what we've seen out of him and I know his resume that he has right now. And I want to see it, like you said, in the heat of battle. I want to see what it's like on game day. I do think there's going to be improvement there. I think he's identified whatever issues he's got. But, okay, now let's see how it translates. So, to me, that's going to be the biggest thing, I think, going in. I think he's number one on the depth chart, and I think that's probably where he's going to be, but he's going to have to prove it, and then he's going to have to prove it early. I don't think there's going to be a margin for error for him this year.
Where's your laptop going to be this weekend?
I'll be at the ballpark.
Nice.
The Bees are home all weekend, so and I think Brody Breck's going to be pitching on Sunday for Clinton,
nice.
So I'm going to be at the ballpark this week.
John, enjoy the fourth weekend. Thank you for doing this. I look forward to reading all that stuff at the Blue Ribbon once it is printed and shows up here. Thank you, John. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you in the
all
weeks
right.
ahead.
Yep, have a good one.
Yep, good.
Later.
Yep, good to hear from you. John Bowenkamp. Have laptop Will Wright. Yes. AP, Hawkeye Nation, Blue Ribbon. I wonder if he's happier now. Did he, his paper laid everybody off. Right, the Burlington Bee?
Yeah. He loved that newspaper.
I know he did. It was he's a newspaper guy,
and he's from the area.
Uh-huh.
He grew up there. That's a paper he read.
Yep.
He had his dream job.
Mm-hmm. But he gets to do more. He gets to spread his wings.
He's got a little more flexibility. No
right.
doubt. Yeah.
I wonder. Yeah, that was bad.
It was.
Glad he landed on his feet. He's a good
Absolutely.
Guy and he's a good writer. All right, we'll take a time out before we do that. Time for another $1,000 home run. Go to KXNO.com, enter this nationwide contest. The keyword in the 11 o'clock hour is credit. Credit at KXNO.com. That's your chance to win another $1,000. More keywords coming up with Murph and Andy in the 1 o'clock hour. Credit at KXNO.com. We will head to the Twin Cities. John Shipley, St. Paul Pioneer Press, will join us. He was scheduled to do so yesterday. Had to push that back to today. We will speak with him. Trent's Play of the Day coming up as well. Miller and Condon are on Des Moines Sports Station 106.3.
For details.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Grumpy Goat Tavern provides a rustic, comfortable atmosphere with reclaimed barnwood, sleek modern finishes, and a one-of-a-kind environment that you have to see to believe. Featuring a fresh menu, friendly neighborhood service, 50 tap beers, and sports. The Grumpy Goat Tavern is the place to be for any occasion. Catch all of the games all summer long at the Grumpy Goat Tavern with two locations in West Des Moines and one on First Street in Ankeny. Grumpy Goat is more than just a restaurant. It's local, it's for you, it's your tavern.
Victory Mounds is your ace when it comes to premium baseball and softball products and services. Utilizing our vast game and industry expertise, we sell portable pitching mounds, field equipment, and field products that we trust, use, and have used when coaching or playing. But that's not all. Victory Mounds Field Consulting Services can help you improve the quality and playability of your field. Craig Allison has years of experience in the mound business and is Victory Mounds' national sales executive, while Mike Donahoe is in charge of field equipment and products. Visit VictoryMounds.com to see what Victory Mounds can do for you and your and iHeartMedia.
The biggest pro football overlays in Vegas are back with $12 million in guaranteed prizes only at Circa Sports, with two ways to win and no rake. Circa Million with quarterly payouts and 100% payback. And Circa Survivor. Select one team each week with no point spread. Take in the big money with $12 million in guaranteed prizes. Enter in Vegas. Play from anywhere. Visit CircaSports.com.
Wolf Construction and Wolf Roofing are currently hiring.
What makes Wolf Construction a better place to work is that when we think about developing the whole person is important, whether that person is a new carpenter laborer on a job site or that person's a project accountant that works in the office, it doesn't matter who. It becomes more than just a job or a company you show up to. It becomes part of the Wolf family.
Competitive pay, excellent benefits, and a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Apply today at wolfconstruction.net.
Now back to Miller and Condon, 106.3 KXNO. Here's Ken and Trent. 11:30, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Trent's plays of the day. Circus Sports sponsors that. That's coming up here in about 20 minutes. Well, we didn't have an opportunity yesterday to head north as we kind of went around the major league city surrounding or in the vicinity of our fine location here in central Iowa. But off we go north. John Shipley, St. Paul Pioneer Press is with us. Hello, John, Trent, and Ken. How are you, John Shipley?
Did we lose John?
Well, it says he's there.
Yeah. I'll try again.
All right, try him again. Going to ask him the same question we posed yesterday as we'll recook with John Shipley. Which of the four sports is closer to a parade? Vikings, NFL, Wild NHL, Twins MLB, or the Timberwolves in the NBA? I'm not sure there is a right answer, but you have to pick one. And which one is closer to hoisting a trophy and having a parade at some through the streets of Minneapolis? All right, John Shipley, getting him back on here right now. John, are you there?
I'm here.
Good stuff. We posed this question yesterday, John. Anxious to get your take. I'm not sure there is a right answer. It's a difficult question. Which of the four teams, the Wild, the Vikings, the Twins, or the T-Wolves, which of those four is closer to a championship?
Oh, that's a good question.
It's a tough
Well, it's easy to say the Twins right now because they can win the Central. So they'd be next on the list of teams that could win the championship. I think the Wild, maybe. They have some cap issues, but I like the trade yesterday.
Yep.
For whatever that's worth. And then, you know, they got a player, right, that they can play right away, and then they got a pick. The Vikings, I don't think so. I think they're just kind of too old. The thing about them is you don't know how much of a magic man O'Connell is.
Right.
Could be. I don't know. I mean, he helped Stafford. Everyone seems to think it all rests on Cousins. I'm not sure that's – I mean, they have an aging defense. The secondary is a big question mark. So I wouldn't put the Vikings in there. And I think the Wolves – I think they're going to be a playoff team for a while, but I don't know that they're really, you know, a year or two away. They probably have some more work to do. So I mean, oddly enough, I'd say the Twins because they have some bullpen issues right now. Oof. But if they get healthy, you know, baseball is such a crapshoot, you know, and they've been on the losing end the last 18 times. Yeah. But you just don't know. I mean, the 87 team didn't win a lot of games.
Yeah.
The Dodgers with Earl Hershiser were not a great team by any stretch. So I would say the Twins.
The Twins need to help in that bullpen, though. Bullpens in general, you're talking about guys that are mostly field starters that become bullpen guys. So there is a whole lot of wild, different fluctuations that you can see. Pagan's been a disaster, no doubt about it. But what do you expect them to do? Is it to go out there, get 2, 3, 4 kind of mid-level veteran guys and hope a couple of them stick? Is there anything on the farm that you can get excited about? They need help. There's no doubt about it. What do you think the Twins are going to do, though, to help out that bullpen?
Well, I think they've exhausted the farms.
Okay.
So, you know, I write up a lot of the same stuff, and their bullpen is not good. And a lot of it's guys that have been up, like Giovanni Moran and guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
So my guess is they'll be active at the trade deadline. I think Pagan, you know, he's got 8-9 saves. He's got decent stuff. He's just not... I don't know why. I've asked Rocco about this over a month ago. They don't make Duran the closer. It's just fairly shocking to me, to be honest with you. The guy throws 103 miles an hour, and he's got control. He's a unicorn. I wouldn't pitch the guy 2 innings in a row.
Yeah.
I would put him in a velvet box, and I'd take him out when I needed him, and then I'd put him back in the box. That I do not understand at all. They're using him as a setup guy right now. Maybe they're worried about him. I mean, he has blown a couple saves, but he's the guy. That I don't understand. It's not Pagan. Pagan is still, he's Duffy, right? He's a setup guy. He can be used in some high leverage situations. And I think Jax is probably moving up the scale on that dependable arm guy. I think between Pagan, Duffy, Jax, and Duran, well, that's four pretty good back of the bullpen guys. But Pagan just seems to do better, although I will say, I think he blew a game that he seems to do better. It's in his head right now, right? He's throwing 96 miles an hour. His stuff is moving. He's just pitching so far away to contact because he's afraid of getting burned. I would put him out there in some lower leverage situations. And they did the other night, right? He had a 3-4 run lead and blew it. But I wouldn't give up on Pagan. I think he's still got some. I mean, they can still use him. But they do need, you know, the Taylor Rogers thing. I know people are, you know, I think that made sense at the time they got, just in terms of, like, if you're a GM type, you know, and you're looking at contracts and who's under team control. And, you know, they got Pagan, who's serviceable, and then Paddock, we just don't know. But he's under team control. So I guess that trade did make sense to me. Rogers was good, but he's not, you know, Mariano Rivera. He looks like it now, I guess. But he's also a lefty, and a lot of people don't like these lefty relievers, although that might be changing. So I guess go a long way to saying they need to make some moves at the deadline, and they will because they know they've got a shot.
Let's talk about the Gophers and P.J. Fleck. Trent and I both have identified the Gophers. If it's not Wisconsin, Iowa's got quarterback issues, we think. Obviously, their defense is stout. It's a terrific defense. Got a good tight end. I think the offensive line's going to come together. But the quarterback is such a huge, huge question here. Might the Gophers be that team? I mean, they got to rebuild their offensive line. The center stays. Everybody else goes. They brought a bunch of transfers in to help replenish it. Ibrahim got a lot of pressure on him to come back after he was hurt when he was doing so well in week number one last year. He blew his Achilles in that game. Might the Gophers be that team that's kind of flying below the radar in the West?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, the thing about flex teams is they're always really pretty good. You know, they're 8-win teams, right? And in the West, it really almost comes down to, like, that one big win against either Wisconsin or Iowa, or, you know, for all those three teams. I don't know much about Northwestern. I know they weren't very good last year, but they always seem to kind of pop up out of nowhere one year and just win. You know, it's funny you talk about Iowa. You know, I watch them a lot. And when was the last time they had a really good quarterback?
Stanley was okay, but there were deficiencies there.
They're all okay.
Yeah, C.J. Beathard.
C.J. Beathard was tough as nails.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it seems to me that a program like that could get a better quarterback. I don't know. I mean, if you look right now, Morgan is the best quarterback probably in the West.
Yeah.
Which is, and I like, he's won some
O'Connell, maybe.
Yeah, but.
Yeah, it's Adam Morgan's good. I'm with
all
you.
About the quarterback.
Yep.
I got one
and
more.
The receivers, they've never had great receivers. I think the kid that just got, the kid with the Vikings was probably their best receiver in a long time.
Yeah, Smith-Marset.
Yeah.
Going back to the days of McNutt
truly,
and DJK.
I think the Gophers could be there, but then they could be terrible. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know? But Fleck, you know, for all, I know there's a lot, there's a lot of Twitter stuff going on about him because of some kid that transferred back somewhere, I think the NC State. You know, he might be full of it. He probably is, because there's no way. But he can't. Winning, he's not getting trouble. That's how I judge the guy. And he somehow does it. I don't know how he does it, because I don't think he's an X's and O's guy. But he does it.
Yeah, he gets in living rooms, and he's a closer.
Yes, he is.
He does, and he has to beat Iowa. I mean, he can't beat Iowa. I think he's 0-5 against Iowa. Mm-hmm. And it's usually, you know, his best shot was that team that won 10 games. But the defense, they're a bad matchup for them. But Iowa's defense is a bad matchup for Minnesota.
John, thank you. Appreciate you coming on, John Shibley. Good to catch up with you.
All right, take care, guys.
Thank you very much. Could you ask the bird in the background about the court?
What was that? Is he a bird sanctuary?
I have no idea. What an awful... This is 2022, for crying out loud.
I'm going to guess he probably stepped outside, probably at his house.
Heather sends me a text. Could you ask the bird in the background what he thinks about the situation?
Shipley. Quite the character.
He really is.
He beats to his own beat of the drum.
Oh, my gosh. And he was here at the register for how long?
I don't know how long it was. I know him and Morehouse went to grad school together.
Did they?
Yeah, they're buddies.
We had him
on
in the
90s. I'm sure they probably
had
a beer or two. Yeah.
He's going back at the register. We used to have him on in the 90s.
And I love the work he does.
He's got the same phone, apparently, too.
Yes. Hasn't upgraded yet.
Jesus.
But the way he looks at things, the way he writes, a lot of the things I obviously read are the Twins, but I read all of his stuff, and
he's a good writer.
He has a different perspective, and
you know what? A lot of the birds do. Look at Halas. Halas is completely
nuts. You got to be a little weird, right?
Right. Those are the good ones.
Yes.
And he falls into this category. Ask the bird. All right, we'll take a timeout. If you missed it, the keyword for the 11 o'clock hour is credit at kxno.com. Before we go to break, another reminder of the farmers markets that are happening tonight here in Central Iowa. Valley Junction, of course, the big one at Valley Junction from 4 until 8. Polk City. I can't catch funny line. Polk City Farmers Market from 4 until 7. And Perry from 4 until 7. Polk City's on the town square. Perry's is in the Josh Davis Plaza. Miller and Condon back with Trent's Play of the Day. Circus Sports sponsors Des Moines Sports Station 106.3. It's time for an epic night of fights. UFC 276 is here, and two titles are on the line. Get in on the action with DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. New customers, bet just $5 on any fighter to win and get $100 in free bets, even if they don't win.
Those are the kind of bets that I like. They
you can't
sound
lose.
Pretty good. Right. Whether it's victory by KO, submission, or decision, you win no matter what. And with DraftKings Same Game Parlays, you can turn another small bet into a big payday. Combine multiple bets like which fighter will win, number of knockouts, and a whole lot more. For UFC 276, you can place a same game parlay, and if it hits, you'll win double.
Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the promo code KXNO. Bet $5 on any UFC 276 fighter to win and get $100 in free bets no matter if they win or if they lose. The promo code again, KXNO, this Saturday. DraftKings Sportsbook, the official sports betting partner of UFC. You must be 21 or older, Iowa only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. Minimum is a $5 deposit. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you have a gambling problem, call 1-800.
.com. is now the best time ever to own a single-family rental home in Des Moines. Trent Condon here from my good friends at Renter's Warehouse. And I'm here to tell you, housing prices are falling, but rents are rising. And with low inventories, they're stronger than ever. What does this mean for you? It's not always a seller's market, but it is always a renter's market, especially when you hire Renter's Warehouse to manage the process for you. With selling, you never know what you're going to get. With renting, you can be confident in your ability to earn monthly cash flow, appreciation, and tax benefits for the long term. And with Renter's Warehouse, you can sit back and collect the money. Tenants, they find the best. Rent, they collect it for you. Maintenance requests, they handle them 24/7. All for just one low monthly flat fee. They'll even warranty your tenants for free. Don't sell. Cash in and rent your home with Renter's Warehouse instead. Find out how much rent your home can get by visiting renterswarehouse.com or call 515-528-4429.
Details. Local farmers markets are back in 2022 in your community. Visit the Indianola Farmers Market for local fresh produce at the Warren County Fairgrounds from 8 a.m. to noon on Saturdays through October 29th and Wednesdays through September 14th. It's the Indianola Farmers Market.
For more information on this Greater Des Moines event and others, visit catchdesmoines.com.
This Farmers Market PSA is brought to you by NCMIC and iHeartMedia.
Trent's Pick of the Day is brought to you by Circus Sports. Download the Circus Sports app today to play with Trent or against him.
Hi, Miller Condon. Welcome back. Trent's Play of the Day, Circus Sports sponsors it momentarily. Trent and I will be making our way to Circa in early August. If you would like to join us, we'd love to have you, and we've got an opportunity to save a little money on your hotel bill at either the D, which is their sister property on Fremont Street, or at Circa itself. Of course, Circa Millions, Circa Survivor, those sign-ups are going on. You have to get to Nevada to sign up once, and then you get a proxy to put your picks in, but you have to sign up within the state of Nevada and do so with Circus Sports. And if you're doing so, you got a great weekend planned, right? You're going to be out there the entire weekend. You get there on the 11th.
Yeah, Thursday the 11th is when I fly out. You're going Tuesday the 9th.
Tuesday the 9th.
And you'll be leaving Saturday. You're going to miss the best party, though.
At Stadium Swim.
That's where we're going to be all day Saturday. Have a cabana, stop on out, have a drink. We'll have some fun in the pool, watch some games, talk about sports betting all day on Saturday.
Friday is too, though, right?
Friday's going to be great, too. We'll be at the D, at Bar Canada, upstairs there. Mike Palm, who you hear weekly with us, he's going to stop by. Oh, Derek Stevens, who's that? He's just the owner. You've heard him on this radio program a couple of times before. Just a really good down-to-earth guy, a Midwest guy that has made it well, and he has built the biggest sports book in the world, Stadium Swim and everything with Circa. He's just done an incredible job revitalizing Fremont Street and what it's become. And he'll be there. Some of the VSiN personalities that work with Mike Palm are also going to be there, a couple of people. I really hope Gil Alexander makes it. I've told Mike before.
He's terrific.
Gil is.
Yeah, he's great.
So good on the air. He looks at betting in a way that really clicks with my mind. I just love listening to him, and I love an opportunity to meet him. But it'll be a bunch of the VSiN.
Pick his brain.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm thinking? I mean, he's making money hand over fist now with tennis. Well, yeah, tennis.
With tennis.
He is a tennis guy all throughout the year. Like, I'm trying to get into the golf game, and I'm terrible at it. But I'm trying to do that. Yeah. That's him in tennis. And major after major after major, and even the smaller events, he does a great job. But we'll have those VSiN personalities. That'll be on Friday night. Ken will be there for that one.
Yeah, well, I have to be. I'm a translator. It's a Bar Canada.
I know. You're going to have to. Are we going to have any French Canadians there?
Well, I don't know. It's open to everybody. So once you fill out your room reservation, right, you'll get to the when it comes to pay, and there's that promo box there. And once you see that, enter the code MC20, MillerCondon20, take 20% off your hotel room. Look, I thought, you know what, maybe I'll go to Vegas sometime this summer. Well, we've got a chance for you to save some money, hang out with us. I'll be there on Tuesday, Wednesday. We're going to have an opportunity. We'll have, what do they call them, the booths or whatever at Circa for you there if you're ahead of time. Friday night, the big party at Bar Canada. Saturday all day long at Stadium Swim for everybody gets back on their airplane. So once you get to the checkout, MC20.
20% off both at the D and Circa. You can use it at either one of the resorts there. And on top of it, if you decide, I'm going to save a little money, go with the D. You still get into Stadium Swim. Right. You don't have to pay the entry fee if you're an outsider, things like that. So you still get all the accommodations. You're a block up the street there on Fremont, which isn't even really a street. It's just a walking path as you make your way up.
And it's full of sights and sound and now smells.
Oh, yeah, that smell. That'll hit you the first time.
Oh, my gosh.
I love it. It's going to be so much fun. It's an incredible resort. MC20, again, that discount code. And we're going to be signing up for the football contest. If you've heard us talking about it, Ken's going to do Circa Survivor. You got to get it. Get to November.
That's the goal.
You have to at least get us there because you know I'm not going to let it go.
No,
if you're knocked out week one. I'm going to do the Circa Millions where you pick five games against the spread every week. Spreads come out on Wednesday and they're static. Once they're locked in, they don't move as the point spread moves throughout the week in the NFL.
For the interest of that contest,
yes,
they'll move, but Wednesday's point spread is what you have, right?
And so I'll be doing that. We'll be talking about it throughout the season. But if you're interested, it's $1,000 entry fee. As Ken mentioned, you do have to pay a proxy. We're going to have some people on site Friday after our radio show to explain that, what the process is like for the proxy.
A group together. If that's the thing, too.
Yeah, if you got 10 buddies, everybody throws in $100, you want to do it that way. Five guys, 200, whatever it is, you just have to go out there and sign up, and we got the perfect time for you, MC20, and we'll be out there that second weekend of August.
All right, what are you playing tonight? Circus Sports sponsors your plays of the day. What are you doing?
I will be playing baseball
today, too, right?
There is. In fact, we're getting started here in about 20 minutes with the Minnesota Twins, fresh off the devastating loss last night against Shane Bieber.
Oh, my God. But it's Archer. But it's Shane Bieber.
It's Shane Bieber. Yeah. And very well could become...
What's the price?
-152. So pretty pricey. I thought about laying the 1.5 and basically get into even money.
Mm-hmm.
With that Indians team, I didn't get real excited about that. So I'm just going to play it and lay it. I'm going to lay it also with Milwaukee tonight. They're against Brubaker and the Pirates. JT Brubaker, he's had a couple of decent starts, but he's not good.
You know what? The Pirates are better. You know, it's kind of like Baltimore.
Odell Cruz is fun to watch.
Oh, my gosh, he's fun to watch.
And because of that, I've been finding myself watching a little more Pirates when they're playing.
He's 6'7", and he plays shortstop.
When they're playing the Cubs or the Cards or the Brewers, like, in the past, I can't watch this.
No,
I can watch it now. I can watch this Pirates team. We'll go with Milwaukee, though. That'll be a 6 o'clock game. Also, 6 o'clock tonight, Kikuchi's on the mound. I'm going to continue to fade him.
You should.
Tampa Bay +126 tonight. And wrap it up, give me the Padres +118.
Against the Dodgers?
Against the Dodgers. Pitching matchup. That is the big difference in this one for me. It is Musgrove for the Padres, who's been incredible. 8-1, 2.12 ERA. And a young guy for the Dodgers, it'll be Mitch White getting the start.
All right, there's your plays of the day. Circus Sports sponsors. You can download the app now at the App Store, Circus Sports, here in the state of Iowa. Well, Trent, tomorrow our Cyclone Rolodex grows. We're going to introduce our weekly Cyclone guest.
Yes.
Good. Nick Olson's not going anywhere.
Nope.
Dave Sproul's not going anywhere, but we've got a new Cyclone addition to the Rolodex. He'll join us one day during the week. Haven't locked it in, but we've locked it in to tomorrow. He will join us. Tom Caker will be here. Mike Palm from Circa will be here. And we'll be here to take you into the holiday weekend.
4th of July, big plans?
None.
You and Jet just playing in the house?
Me and Jet. And my boy Jet. Good stuff. He met his vet the other day.
How'd that go?
He hit into the chair.
Yeah. As he should.
Yeah, right. I guess. Anyways. All right, that's going to do it for us. Murph and Andy coming your way in an hour and 5 minutes. The Fanatics at 3. Who will Ross Peterson be with today? And then, of course, tonight, Barnstormer Weekly. Joe Stacy and company, they go at 6. We're Miller and Condon. Weekdays from 10 to noon on Des Moines Sports Station. 106.3 KXNO.